Hello, and welcome to a Spotlight edition of the Security Ledger podcast. This Spotlight podcast is brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in privileged access security, a critical layer of IT security to protect data, infrastructure, and assets across the enterprise, in the cloud, and throughout the DevOps pipeline. Check them out at cyberark.com. In this episode of the podcast, third-party risks are exploding for organizations as more and more data breaches and network compromises are found to be linked to third-party contractors, managed services firms, and SaaS providers. Historically, technologies like virtual private networks or VPN have been used to create a secure tunnel for remote access by contractors, business, and supply chain partners. But these days, few organizations are willing to grant third parties unfettered access to their internal networks. Permissions, if they're granted at all, are more often limited to a specific application and a specific user role for that application, things that VPNs aren't good at supporting. But even the most granular access policy can be undermined by weak authentication schemes. How does your company know that the third party seeking access to your network or to a trusted application is who they claim to be? Granting access to an attacker or a malicious actor, even to a single trusted application, can spell disaster for companies that hold and manage sensitive data. That's where our guest this week comes in. Gil Rapoport is the co-founder of the firm Viewfinity, which made Windows least privilege management and application control software. Viewfinity was purchased by CyberArk back in 2015. For Rapoport's next act, he's taking on the third-party authentication challenge by launching a startup, Alero, that promises to dispense not just with VPNs, but with passwords themselves. Rather than go it alone, this time Rapoport is launching his new company from within the confines of CyberArk itself. In this conversation, recorded on the sidelines of CyberArk's Impact Conference in Chicago last week, Rapoport and I talk about Alero, his new product, and how it works, as well as the larger problem of moving beyond passwords.
Gil Rapoport. I'm the founder, together with my partner, Dima Borboy. We are the founders of Viewfinity, and we sold our company to CyberArk in October 2015. When the time came and we decided to think about our next journey, and we started to research the customer needs, and we of course decided to do it inside CyberArk. It's a very innovative approach to allow the co-founders to establish a new product inside the product. I think it's innovative approach how to create innovation. And we were talking to over 100 customers and survey with customers, and we find out that there is a big challenge how to manage remote vendors and to allow them access from remote to your most sensitive assets and your critical servers and applications. And the challenges that we found, and the reasons why it's such a big challenge, because those external vendors are not your employees. They are not on your Active Directory many times, and it's very difficult to manage those vendors. And the three top challenges that we found out, the first one is VPN. This is the way that typical customer, including most of CyberArk customers, allowing those external vendors to get access to their critical assets. And why it's a challenge? Because first of all, VPN was invented in 1996. There was no iPhones or Android in 1996 in the 90s. Even cloud, there was something called the internet, but it wasn't the cloud that we are all familiar with today. Sure. AWS and Azure and GCS and so on. So VPN is not most likely the right technology for the 21st century. Again, VPN was invented to give access to computer to a network. Nowadays, you want to give access to user to application. So this was the first challenge. VPN is not the right technology to the 21st century. The second one related to VPN is that most and a lot of solutions require installation of agents. And again, those vendors are not your employees. How to install those agents on other vendors' machines, how to manage those agents, installing the agent, it's not a one-time task. You need to patch the agents and so on. So VPN was the first challenge, agents second. And the third challenge related to identity and systems that, you know, once again, your external vendors are external. They are not your employees and they are not part of your identity solution and identity system. So how to manage? You need to manage and share credentials with your vendors in order to allow them access, to allow them to have access to your critical assets. And again, it's not a good approach for today's market. And today there are technologies and a represented solution that eventually is solving all those three challenges. A solution is VPNless, agentless, and passwordless. So in order to allow remote vendor access to your assets, you don't need to install any VPN, you don't need to install any agents, not on the machine of the external vendor and not on your target server. And you don't need to share and manage any credentials, and you don't need to expose any credentials to those vendors.
Okay, so we're at CyberArk Impact. It's the company's big user event in Chicago. And you did a really cool demonstration of Alero both yesterday and today. So now I'm going to give you something of a challenge, which is to describe to our listeners what you did in your demonstration and how Alero works, because it's a really cool technology. But describe for us exactly how it works, because I'm guessing folks are going to hear passwordless, agentless, and think, you know, that sounds too good to be true. How does this technology work, Gil?
I will try to describe the magic.
It's radio, so.
Yes.
Nothing, so
on the customer side, all the customers need, and for our customers, they already have the pass, the privileged access security solutions of CyberArk. They need to install part of our solutions already exist, PSM HTML5 gateway. So this is part of the solution that CyberArk already provide. And in order to get access to the CyberArk pass, CyberArk privileged access security, customers will need to install one component, one container to their environment on one of the Linux machines. Behind the firewall, it's called Alero Connector. Okay, this is the only component that the customers will need to install as part of Alero. And the reason, because Alero is running as a service and managed by CyberArk, of course protected by CyberArk. It's running on the cloud, SaaS solution. And on the vendor side, and this is the beauty of the solution, all the vendor will not need to open VPN or to install any agents. The only thing that the vendors will need is a smartphone and a browser. Mm-hmm. That's it. Alero provide to the vendor URL in order to access CorePass, the CorePass URL. When the vendor will try to open the URL, Alero pop up on his screen one-time unique QR code. Mm-hmm. This QR code is, there is only one computer in the world right now with this specific QR code. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that the vendor will need to download is Alero application to his smartphone. And as soon as the QR code pop up on his screen, he will raise his smartphone mm-hmm. between himself and the screen. Mm-hmm. And two things going to happen right now simultaneously. Based on the existing biometric capabilities of the smartphone, Alero will identify the user. It can be face recognition or fingerprint. At the same time, simultaneously, with the back camera of the smartphone, Alero application will scan the QR code. Once there is a match and this vendor is allowed to get access to CorePass, Alero is automatically establish HTTPS tunnel to CyberArk Pass solution. And from there, the vendor will connect to the specific target that is allowed to get connection. And we are launching RDP session for this target server. All of this done in just-in-time provisioning. The whole connection, the whole access is end-to-end encrypted, and Alero is taking care of the provision and deprovision, and there is no need during all this process to expose any credentials, unlike passwords. Yeah. that you need to manage, you need to rotate, and you're not sure who is on the other side and where is the vendor, sometimes the other side of the world.
Right.
This QR code, it's very impossible to steal because there are 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and you cannot use this QR code ever again. So you have very specific time for the vendor to connect, and this is a very secure way to match to scan the QR code and to match it with the biometric identification of the vendor.
I guess what you're saying there is this is a short window of opportunity for a would-be attacker, that this QR code is only active for a very short while, and it doesn't, it's not persistent. It's not something that
exactly. Yeah. It's not persistent. It is one-time QR code, so you cannot reuse this QR code once again. Unlike passwords that you need to rotate every 3 months, every session going to start with a unique QR code.
Right. You're listening to a Spotlight edition of the Security Ledger podcast, sponsored by CyberArk. CyberArk is the global leader in privileged access security, a critical layer of IT security to protect data, infrastructure, and assets across the enterprise, in the cloud, and throughout the DevOps pipeline. CyberArk delivers the industry's most complete solution to reduce risk created by privileged credentials and secrets. The company is trusted by the world's leading organization, including more than 50% of the Global 500, to protect against external attackers and malicious insiders. Check them out at cyberark.com. One of the issues that this really addresses is one that, like, we write about a lot at Security Ledger, which is third-party risk, right? So organizations are... this is a real pain point for organizations, and we see that in the news all the time with, a lot of breach stories really resolve to some kind of third-party compromise and third-party access. Does this meaningfully reduce third-party risk for organizations, or is it more just about convenience in terms of provisioning and deprovisioning third parties to...
It's both.
Yeah.
And we did a quick survey at the beginning when we started to develop the product about the concept of Alero.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked our customers, compared to what you have today, from security point of view,
mm-hmm.
how do you rate Alero to the existing measures that you have today between 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
And we also asked how this is more convenient, is to use, and so on. So,
mm-hmm.
because this is the trade-off in security. Usually it's either it's a lot of security, but it's not convenient, or it's very convenient, but it's not secured. We received close to 9 on both more secured and more convenient.
Mm.
And I think this is the beauty. If you ask me about where is the magic of Alero, that it's both. It's more secured, and it is more convenient to manage and more convenient to access the application and the assets.
Yeah. One of the really cool things that you did in your demonstration is this proximity thing where you walk away, leave a sensitive session open on a laptop, and then you physically walk away from it with your phone, obviously. And Alero is able to sense that you're no longer in front of your laptop as attending to the session, and it logs you out. Really interesting, leveraging obviously not just the biometric authentication features of the smartphone, but also the GPS features of the phone as well. Other applications for that? I mean, the phone has there's so many sensors and features on it, and in general, obviously there are all kinds of different companies out there that are using one or more of those sensors to do interesting and cool stuff. And security, not as much, right? We're only scratching the surface of what this phone can do as a way to identify and authenticate individuals.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And we brought the smartphone, to be part of the corporate identification systems. And
yeah.
So the smartphone capabilities of GPS, and we spoke about the biometric of the smartphone and pedometer. By the way, I'm walking away, it's based on pedometer
right.
and not
right.
GPS, but GPS is another opportunity. So, and of course, you can imagine we can take it and how many layers and factors of authentication we are going to build over time. Because part of Alero, it's a built-in multi-factor authentication solution. And with this solution, this is just the beginning.
Right.
We are going to add more and more factors as we continue to develop the product.
Okay, so here's the follow-on question, which is the security and integrity of that mobile device all of a sudden becomes very critical.
Indeed.
But those devices are almost certainly going to be owned and purchased by the employee, not the employer, and also out of your control as the first party or even the third party. So what do you do about that problem? Is that a risk? And if so, how do you manage that risk?
Yeah. So I have two answers to this question. First of all, about the security of those devices. Part of a Lero solution is based on the biometric of the phone. Mm-hmm. But if tomorrow morning the vendor is going to lose the phone and someone is going to change the biometric, then the Alero application will disable the connection to Alero service.
Okay.
So any change, we are not extracting the biometric from the phone. Of course, we cannot and we do not want to. But we are, the Alero application on the phone is integrated in a way with the biometric. So any change to the biometric, you will need to run the onboarding process again. This is another way why the solution is so secured. And today, the biometric on the phone, it's on the hardware level. In Apple, in the iPhone, it is in the secure TPM, enclave.
Yeah.
So it is very, very secured as of today. We presented the solutions to hundreds of customers. And we didn't get any pushback about this is not a corporate phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about Office 365 that you getting emails on your phone or other some multi-factor authentication solution and so on. So it doesn't cost any money to download those applications. Just the corporate is allowing you to download those applications. Everyone's using
them already, right?
Yes.
For enterprise functions,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. You help stand up Viewfinity within CyberArk, right, after the acquisition. Is the next year or two for you all about standing up Alero and getting that to maturity? Is that where you're going from here?
Yes, it's not a year or two, it's more, and it's for the next several years, is to do what we did very, very successfully with EPM, is to make sure that everyone and everywhere buying the Alero solutions. And this is another interesting approach of building a startup. When you are acquiring a startup, okay, you're acquiring a company, then you're starting a journey of to merge it, to make sure that it's working with your own processes and systems and integrated with the product and so on. We are launching Alero. And we are already we are fully integrated with CyberArk products. We worked very hard on the go-to-market strategy to make sure that we know exactly what the sales field is looking for and what are the professional services skills of CyberArk. And we matched everything together to make sure when we are launching, it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Versus acquisition of companies, and I've been there twice already, takes long time.
Yeah.
To take a company that was built in a different culture, different DNA,
yes,
different systems, different processes, and everything is different, to start and to merge this inside. So it takes years sometimes, and as we know, most of times, it's fail.
Yeah.
And in this time, when you're building this inside, it's already you have the whole picture, the full picture and full visibility of how to do it right to make sure that day one, it's ready. No need to go through any kind of merger process.
Tell us a little bit about, for our listeners, again, you need to be a CyberArk customer to use this, but if they are, how can you sign up for this? Is the Alero technology available to download and use today, or do they need to sign up for a trial, or how does it work?
They need to sign up to Early Adopters Program at this stage, and this quarter we are going to be in GA, in general availability, later this quarter. At this stage, it's early adopters program only, and the customers can go to our website and to find the link to register for this program.
Well, Gil Rapoport, thank you so much for coming on and speaking to us on Security Ledger Podcast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for hosting me.
And congratulations on Alero. Gil Rapoport is the co-founder of Alero, a division of the firm CyberArk. CyberArk is the global leader in privilege access security, a critical layer of IT security to protect data, infrastructure, and assets across the enterprise, in the cloud, and throughout the DevOps pipeline. CyberArk delivers the industry's most complete solution to reduce risk created by privileged credentials and secrets. The company is trusted by the world's leading organization, including more than 50% of the Global 500, to protect against external attackers and malicious insiders. Check them out at cyberark.com.